Started. I'd like to call the September 8th meeting to order of the Ways and Means Committee. Natalie, will you take row?
Archer.
Here.
Ronk.
Present.
Bartels.
Here.
Gavaris.
Present.
Haynes.
Here.
Mayo.
Here.
Walter.
Here.
Great. I'll take a motion to approve the minutes. If everyone had a chance to read from the August 11th regular meeting, the August 13th.
Seconded Bartels.
Special meeting. Okay. And the 18th. And no one had any changes? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, let's get right into resolution. Resolution 298, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an extension of the sales tax agreement with the city of Kingston.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second, Bartels.
Okay, any discussion? Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Hey, hey, Lynn, this is Brian Cahill. You mind if I just chime in for 1 second here? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Brian.
Okay, so I just want to say that, I've discussed this with, like I said before, with the mayor of Kingston, with the executive personally and members of his staff. And I just think that, there should be some consideration to some of the other towns as to the proportion of their distribution being a little bit more equal to their contribution overall to the sales tax revenue to the county. And this is something that goes on every time there's a sales tax agreement. It's always the next one. Well, we'll take a look at something down the road, or we'll do something after the sales tax agreement, or this or that or another thing, and nothing ever becomes of it, right? And so I'm just going to tell you guys that when this comes to our caucus and when it comes to the floor, I'm voting against it and I'm speaking out against it, because I reached out to several members of the executive staff and administration with suggestions on how we could work a shared service agreement between specifically the town of Ulster, city of Kingston, and the county to try and help us relieve some of, our tax burden for the taxpayers of the town of Ulster, considering how much of the sales tax goes from the town of Ulster into the county coffers, right? We've discovered during COVID that car sales are a big contributor, right? And where are all the car dealerships? They're all in the town of Ulster, right? Where are all the major grocery stores and department stores? They're in the town of Ulster, right? What's left of them anyway, right? So I just think that at some point here, we have to stand up and say, let's be a little bit more fair about this than we're being. So I just wanted to get that off my chest, because it's something that I see repeating basically my entire adult life, and it seems a little bit unfair.
I appreciate your comments. Legislator Walter?
So I agree wholeheartedly with the intent of everything that Legislator Cahill said. I had made an attempt to have us pass a resolution that would only allow for 1 year for this particular agreement, so that we had the time and capacity to explore all of the different kinds of options that are available and are utilized in counties all around us. Again, this is never an intent to reduce the amount that the city of Kingston was getting, but potentially provide more to the towns, as Legislator Cahill said, proportionate to their input. New Paltz is also one of those places. And so, I was unable to get that resolution to even be discussed because I could not get the support for it, but I will have to say that I will not support this resolution for the same reasons.
Okay. Any other comments? Chairman Donaldson.
Yes, as everybody understands, the city of Kingston is the only place in Ulster County that could also have its own sales tax. And that's what the agreement is all about. Also, the idea is, as everybody understands, the city of Kingston has no bridges, no roads, or any of that type of things being done by the county. Also, a significant amount of county services are on, you know, in the city of Kingston, you know, and being taken off the tax rolls. But actually, the reason the whole sales agreement came about was because the city of Kingston had its own taxes, and they decided that the best way to do this would let the county tax, and then the city of Kingston gets a chunk of that numbers. I think it was 2000. I'm not sure if it was the year 2000. I don't remember what it was. I know T.R. Gallo was the mayor in the city of Kingston. Up until that point, the counties got absolutely nothing. Zero, nada. Actually, T.R. Gallo negotiated for the towns and the city at that time with Dan Alfonso to increase the numbers and give the town the percentages that they have now. Technically, there is nothing in the law that says that the town can get anything. I think they should, and I think that should be negotiated, and I think the city attempted to negotiate that in the past for more money for the towns, but it's not been successful. The only time that was really successful was with T.R. Gallo when he did that. And that's, you know, that's the history of all that. I will be supporting it. And that's about it.
Legislator Bartels.
Thank you. Yeah, I have mixed feelings. I'm probably going to support it to put it to the floor, but I'm not sure that I'm going to support it on the floor. I agreed with Legislator Walter's approach. I think that given the uncertainties of COVID and sales tax revenues, the impacts of the sales tax revenues, that we, especially in that phase, were uncertain what we were going to be seeing. This isn't a year where we could really easily make radical changes, but I think we need to have the conversation that Legislator Cahill was talking about. And the only way to do that would have been to maintain the agreement as it is for another year and put off the deeper negotiations. So I regret that was unable to move forward when it was proposed.
Okay, any other comments, questions, concerns? On the resolution, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Do we have any, okay, just Walter. Okay, great. Thank you. Resolution 299, authorizing the use of the Tax Stabilization Reserve Fund for COVID-19 related expenses. I'll take a motion.
So moved.
I'll second.
Second. Okay. Legislator Bartels.
I do not support the use of this at this time. I'd like to at best postpone it. I would like to see the budget once the budget's proposed, which is we're less than a month out from seeing that. And I think that would be a more appropriate time to have this discussion. But I'm not making the proposal yet. I want to hear what everybody else has to say in terms of.
Okay, any other comments? Chairman Donaldson.
I tend to agree with Legislator Bartels. I mean, I think that I'd like to, you know, see this possibly postponed until we see better numbers. I'm leery of using it at this point, although I understand that this was part of the process of, you know, why we have such a fund. But on the other hand, I would probably like to see better numbers before actually pulling the trigger on this.
Okay, anybody else want to make comment? Legislator Ronk.
Thank you. I've gone, back and forth on this. I'm not wild about the idea of using it outside of the budget process. I don't know that I would necessarily oppose a motion to postpone. The only concern I have about that is that I believe that I've heard it's the opinion of at least one council that this would be subject to a permissive referendum. So if we were to postpone this a month, it would then postpone the permissive referendum scheduled by a month. I've come closer to being able to support using it outside of the budget, only because of the reasons that we can use this at all, which is for unanticipated expenses, which you wouldn't necessarily be incurring during the budget. The Commissioner of Finance is here. If anybody has questions for him, I took the liberty of speaking to him myself. And he was kind enough to send the guidance from the State Comptroller's Office on the use of tax stabilization reserve funds. So, I'm willing to support moving it to the floor. If a motion to postpone is made, we can have that discussion. But I am concerned about moving back the timeline on the permissive referendum.
Chairman Donaldson?
Yeah, could we get Bert to weigh in for us?
Sure. Just like Legislator Ronk said, I think you all are aware, this reserve can only be used for unknown expenses. So with that, it's not something we can appropriate via the budget. But also, this will impact our fund balance. I estimate, roughly there's $1.7 million in this resolution. It's going to come from fund balance. This wasn't planned. There's no revenue to offset this. And that's why this resolution is for you, as it only can be used for cases where a pandemic, unexpected pension costs during the year, or things like that. So I think you're all aware of that, and that's why this resolution is in front of you tonight.
Legislator Bartels.
Just a question. The Commissioner of Finance is saying it can only be used for unanticipated expenses in a pandemic or otherwise. Can it be used to offset a projected increase in the amount of real property tax?
Legislator Bartels, it can if you exceed the 2% in real property taxes.
Okay. And there's nothing that says the timing in terms of the unanticipated expenses. We still have the unanticipated expenses that we're talking about offsetting a month from now. So it doesn't say we have to do it this month. We could do it next month. We just face the timeline for the permissive referendum.
It was presented this month because, as Legislator Ronk had mentioned, the 45-day referendum. And to be honest with you, I'll let the attorneys figure that piece out. But that's why it was presented in September. So that way it could affect the 2020 calendar fiscal year.
In my calculations, I thought even if we postpone it a month, we still could pass it in December at the same time we're looking at the budget. And I think this is part of just having a holistic view of all the moving parts, including where we're headed next year, to have a good understanding of how we're using this money. So according to my calculation, that 45 days would take us to the first week of December, and we still have the month of December for finalizing budget, finalizing the use of this, et cetera, if that were how we wanted to proceed. Legislator Bartels.
Well, I was going to make a motion to postpone. Since we can only postpone to the next meeting, I was going to make a motion to postpone to the next meeting with the intention of postponing it till the following month.
I'll second it.
Okay, on the postponement, all in favor?
Legislator Ronk has his hand up.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see it. You're in the shadow there, Ken.
Am I?
Your hand was. I'm sorry, I didn't see it.
Good.
If you see the other one, it's in the light.
I'll do my best.
No, there here. You go.
So I, after hearing, actually, Legislator Archer is kind of humorous, after hearing your timeline on it, which would put, timeline on a permissive referendum into the first week in December, which is really when we usually adopt our budget. How are we going to move through our budget process?
No, it's within the 45 days. So the 45th day would be the first week of December at the end of that. So it gives us.
I understand. I understand, but we wouldn't be able to count on the use of the stabilization fund in year 2020 unless the 45 days elapsed, because otherwise somebody could come in on the 45th day with the signatures for a permissive referendum and we would no longer be able to use that until after said permissive referendum, which is a significant amount of time after that as well. I don't know that I can support the postponement. I know it's just until next week, technically, because it's until the next meeting, but, it seems like the goal is to have it postponed until next month. I just feel like it's going to put us in a bind as we move through our budget process, not knowing if this $1.7 million is going to be available or not. And if the end result is, we're all a month older in October and, we're going to pass it then. I just don't see, unless there's a significant policy argument against doing it now, which I've not heard today, contrary to what the Commissioner of Finances has said to us, I don't see the utility in waiting.
Legislator Bartels.
Just speaking for myself, I don't hope to be just a month older. I hope to be a month wiser in terms of actually having the budget in front of me to look at and to see what it is we're facing. Can I ask a question of the Commissioner of Finance?
Please. Yes.
In terms of the guidance from the comptroller, it's said that monies in the fund can only be used to finance that portion of the expenditure, which cannot be financed from monies available in any other account or fund. Is there no other account in our that we can use to fund any of this?
Yeah, in terms of that, the budget was adopted by the legislature with a plan in place. With that too, there's no other funds that I can grab from because the other funds have specific designations as to what you can use them for.
But that includes contingency?
Well, in terms of what you have in your budgeted contingency, there's roughly $400,000 in there. I will say, it may be something in December I come back and tap the 400,000 because I know that 1.7 is only as of July 31st.
But Bert, right now you're trying to tap this money and the guidance says that it can only be tapped, using your language, that it can only be tapped if there's no other fund that it can be tapped from by law. So is there no other fund that by law we can
Not by fund, no, because each of the funds have a designation as to their use.
It says account or fund.
Yeah, and the accounts have been passed by the legislature.
Contingency account, what's the specific use designated for a contingency account?
That's up to the legislature.
But so it would seem to me that a contingency account by law could be used to offset unanticipated expenses. That's what contingency accounts are for.
Of the 400, yes, the 400,000 you have in there. I'm not disagreeing with you. Again, I could amend that resolution to have 400,000 out of contingency.
I'm just asking if you have to, because it says that as a matter of law.
I can ask legal that. Yep.
Comptroller Gallagher.
I really don't want to take the conversation off track here, but I want everybody here to know that I have a question out to OSC exactly on this point. I agree with the executive, if not now, when, right? But I want to point out two things. One is that there was legislation at the state level to allow using these funds because of the COVID. Legislation would require us to have a plan to repay the fund within 5 years. I just have a request out, like, okay, we're not going the emergency route. So other municipalities who've tapped their tax stabilization fund, what criteria have they used, i.e., is fund balance available, is contingency available, et cetera, and do we need to use those first? And then I just want to say one last thing that's kind of come to me in the last couple of hours, which is, this feels like the worst it's going to get, but that may not be true. And 5 years from now, when we're in the fifth year of the COVID depression, we might feel differently. I've just sort of come to that conclusion myself over the last, few hours. But I think we do need to think about things could get worse. Fund really is to avoid tax increases. And we don't know if we're going to need one right now. I'm hoping to have an answer back soon. And I will report back to you guys as soon as I know something, but I do have this question out to Office of State Comptroller. Thank you.
Legislator Mayo.
Thanks. I have a question. If I'm really on the fence here. I know we voted, but I might want to change my vote. If we were to say yes to this, because I'm afraid, like Legislator Ronk, to postpone for a month because of the timeline, any funds that came out of this, how would we know? How do we follow a dollar limit on this for anybody who wants to take any funds from here? Does everything come before us?
In terms of the use of this fund, it has to have legislative approval, correct?
Okay, well then I want to change my vote then. If Lynn, I don't know if you want to do another vote or not.
I'm sorry?
I don't want to cut our nose to spite our face. I think if this is available, we should make it available to us. It doesn't mean we have to use it.
Can I just say something on the timing of this too? Legislator Ronk mentioned the budget process. Keep in mind, with the exec budget, I have to estimate what fund balance would be, which is not a separate fund. It's just the bottom line of the county. With this being held up a month, it basically will impact our fund balance because there's no other place to take these funds from. So I just wanted to make you aware of that.
Okay, Legislator Haynes.
Yeah, from my understanding, it was this was for unforeseen emergencies. So if we're moving into next year and we all know that the COVID is, it's not unforeseen anymore. Are you saying that there's going to be like a co-occurring disaster that was unforeseen next year rather than the unforeseen one for this year? I'm a little bit confused with postponing it in regard to that. We already know COVID was an unforeseen emergency. But as of January next year, it's not going to be unforeseen, and we wouldn't be able to utilize it. And can anyone speak to that?
My understanding is if we know about it in terms of cuts or things like that, we cannot use this fund.
Legislator Bartels?
I mean, I think at the least we need to postpone it the week because we have outstanding questions, both that the comptroller has acknowledged asking the state comptroller and that our finance director has said that we need to ask legal because I think at the least we need this week.
And one thing that I would go ahead, Legislator Guevara, sorry.
Can I just clarify what thing Bert said before in relation to what Mary Beth had asked? You said it needs legislative approval. You mean to move this money or for each individual expense that you will use the money for?
To use this fund, but as backup to this, I did provide what would be transferred.
Okay, because I don't think that's what Mary Beth was asking. I think she was concerned with how the money would be spent. So once we give it to you, essentially, it's out of our hands. The money can be used in any fashion you want to once you have.
That's kind of why I waited till now, so that way the departments wouldn't go ahead and spend this money. I just need to basically reimburse them for their expenses that were unplanned and unbudgeted for.
And what about FEMA money and all the other programs that have been out there to give, you know, money back for things that we've spent? Has that all been accounted for and we're sure we're not getting any more of it?
The transfers that I've put forth are just for FEMA reimbursement expenses or eligible expenses. Keep in mind, we're not going to get reimbursed for FEMA, I don't expect, for a couple of years. I will say we actually, just this past August, we got reimbursed for Tropical Storm in Lee, which was back in 2011. So, and that was FEMA. So that took 7 or 8 years, and we think we got the last reimbursement from that. So this isn't going to be a quick reimbursement from FEMA.
Legislator Bartels.
I have one other technical question, again, for Commissioner of Finance. In terms of determining the amount that was eligible to use and coming up with this number, did you minus the budgeted amount? For example, if you're looking at overtime lines, did you minus the amount budgeted for overtime, or did you make the assumption that it wasn't budgeted for COVID overtime, and therefore all COVID overtime was unanticipated.
This is just COVID overtime that we're going to claim towards FEMA. That's all that is included here. It didn't have any, I did not look at the budget for overtime.
But doesn't the guidance say that you have to minus, I mean, the guidance on unanticipated expenses set, and the examples that I used, I saw used overtime, and it showed minusing the amount of budgeted overtime against the unanticipated expense of additional overtime. And so that's another question I have, is if we're applying all of the overtime related to COVID, we would have to minus the amount of budgeted overtime in terms of what's allowed to be applied to this fund, which is probably another question for legal.
Yeah, I'll follow up. I'll reach out and see if I can get an answer.
Okay, so we do, Chairman Donaldson.
Did we actually vote on the postponement?
We stopped. We have a postponement motion on the table. We have not voted on it.
I can support the postponement until next week, but just to get a couple of these answers. But I'm not sure if I will support it for the following month.
Okay. So on the postponement till next week, all in favor?
I'll be good for that.
Okay, and opposed?
Opposed, Ronk.
Ronk and Haynes. Okay, thank you, everyone. Resolution 301, amending the 2020 Ulster County budget to include additional funding from the state, New York State Office for the Aging.
I'll move it.
Second?
Bartels.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 302, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute grant agreements and documents with the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York for the funding and construction of a rooftop solar installation at UCAT and amending the 2025 capital program and establishing capital project 574.
I'll move Bartels.
I'll second it.
Okay, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 304, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal shared service agreement with the town of Hardinburg for maintenance of county roads.
I'm moving.
Second?
Bartels.
Okay. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We don't have Legislator Ronk voting in on this one. He's not present. Okay. So I don't know how you capture that vote. We'll come back to him when he returns. Resolution 305, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal shared service agreement with the town of Shandaken for the maintenance of county roads.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any questions? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Legislator Ronk is not present for this either, so we'll get back to him on that one. Resolution 306, authorizing a grant application to the Federal Transit Administration to apply, accept, and administer 5307 funds transferred from the Rural Transportation Assistance Program, 5311B3, for operating assistance and authorizing the Ulster County Executive to execute any required applications or agreements to accept funding.
I'll move it.
Second, Bartels.
Okay, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Legislator Ronk, we voted on 304 and 305. Would you like to register? Pardon me?
I'm a yes on both.
Thank you. Resolution 308, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for participation in the Emergency Management Performance Grant COVID-19 supplemental EMPGS program for the federal fiscal year 2020 and amending the 2020 Ulster County budget.
I'll move it.
Second. Bartels.
Any questions? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 309, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement and any amendments thereto with the New York State Division of Homeland Security for full year 2020 State Homeland Security Program.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second, Bartels.
Okay, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 310, authorizing the conveyance of county-owned properties to the original owners.
I'll move it.
Second, Bartels.
Any questions? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 311, authorizing Ulster County Commissioner of Finance to accept remediation offers relative to payment of real property taxes in the 2018 in-rem foreclosure proceeding.
I'll move it.
Second. Any questions? Okay, all in favor? Opposed? So moved. Resolution 312, accepting the accounting of unpaid school taxes for the 2020-2021 school year, directing payment to the school districts, and directing re-levying pursuant to real property tax law.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second. Bartels?
Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? So moved. Resolution 313, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered in by the county, the New Paltz Rural Cemetery Association Veteran Services.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Okay, so all in favor. So moved. Resolution 315. Approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into the county National Business Equipment LLC Information Services.
I move it.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Any questions? Okay. All in favor? Opposed?
Aye.
So moved. Resolution 316, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 with Freer Abstract Inc., Department of Finance.
Move it.
Second? May I have a second?
Second.
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? So moved. Resolution 317, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000, AccuCare Nursing and Home Care, Inc., Emergency Management.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Wait, I have a...
I'm sorry, you have a question. I don't ask that and you have a question. Okay. Legislator Walter.
So this came up both in the Public Health Subcommittee and the Law Enforcement Subcommittee, just a question of documentation of the increase since do not exceed 300,000 just a couple months ago, moving to 150. This is hopefully FEMA reimbursed, but again, that's 75% and it's not guaranteed. And so all the request was that there's documentation showing specifically what this is expected to cover. Steve Peterson had said that that was a reasonable request and that he'd provide it, but we haven't gotten it yet. I don't know if we want to postpone it till just the next Ways and Means. I mean, I imagine it'll be all okay, but it just raised some concerns because it's $450,000 and just having that documentation of where that increase came from was again discussed in both meetings.
And you're waiting on answers.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you making a proposal to postpone till next meeting?
I guess I am. I mean, I would, you know, if there's support for that.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor of postponement till next week?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, all in favor, postponement. So moved. Resolution 318, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000, New York Communication Company, Inc., District Attorney.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Any questions? Legislator Bartels.
Because I wasn't able to attend the law enforcement meeting, is this for urgent? I know it's in the DA, but.
I'll let John answer that.
John? Go ahead.
I did talk to Dave Clegg about this, and I also talked to Bill Weisop. These are all for the DA investigator cars. This is for 10 radios. It's to continue a lease with NICOM. Apparently, NICOM is the only company that provides this service. And frankly, the way the systems are working between our police departments, every one of these cars has to have two police radios for two different types of bandwidth. One's a digital radio and one's a VHF type radio. So this is simply to continue a contract that they've had for police radios in the DA's investigators' cars. Not urgent. So.
Legislator Ronk, did I see your hand up?
Yeah, I mean, I'll leave it alone unless anybody has any further questions on the radio stuff, because I actually have some knowledge here. But if no one has any further questions further than that, I'll leave on up one.
You wanted to share your knowledge?
I mean, you know, just in different areas of the county, you know, different agencies use either VHF or UHF frequencies. And, you know, in order to be able to communicate with all of the emergency services units around the county, you need to have both in all vehicles. You know, most of our fire departments, ambulance corps, police departments have both a VHF and a UHF radio in their cars and in their emergency vehicles. So if you're going to put radios in the DA investigators' cars and dispatch them to emergencies, they'll need to have both. I think that's one major reason why the radio upgrade is so important, because once that happens, everyone should be working off the same equipment.
Okay, on the resolution, all in favor?
Right.
Right.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 319, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 with Otis Elevator Company. Move.
I move it.
Second?
Second.
Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? So moved. Resolution 320, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000, Energy Management Technologies, LLC, Department of Public Works.
I move it.
Second? Do we have a second?
Second.
Oh, okay. Legislator Ronk. Any questions? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 321, adopting the proposed local law number 8 of 2020, a local law amending the Ulster County Charter and amending the administrative code for the County of Ulster to clarify budget modification after adoption.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Okay. Resolution 322, adopting, is that the next one? Yeah. Adopting the proposed local law number 10 of 2020, a local law amending local law 10 of 2015, and a local law amending local law number 10 of 2008. Adopting an administrative code for the County of Ulster, State of New York, pertaining to change orders and or amendments to contracts equal to or exceeding $50,000.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second, Bartels.
Okay, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so moved. Everyone, we've sent out the budget calendar for standing committees meeting with their department heads to discuss 2021 budget. And we have scheduled a joint Ways and Means Public Works with the executive staff to discuss the 2021-2026 capital improvement program on Wednesday, October 14th at 6 p.m. So just let everyone know. Chairman Donaldson.
I requested in the past, and I thought we were going to start doing that. And all these things where they talk about the excess of, the contract amendment in excess of $50,000. I think when we do this, the number should also be on the exact number that it we're actually spending, not just the excess of $50,000. So in other words, it helps, spark, people's memory exactly what it is.
Are you referring to the prior resolution?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I brought that up before. I thought we were going to start doing that.
I'm sorry, I don't recall that conversation, so.
Yeah, because, it's been a while, but I mean, the idea, in other words, we even have it on our resolutions. When you read the resolution, it would be nice to have on the resolution the actual number that's on there, the excess of 50,000, it may be in parentheses, the actual number, and just so it's readily available, that'd be also good for the public. So they know exactly what is being spent instead of them running through the entire resolution to find that out.
Okay. Clerk Fabella, is that something we can add in parentheses when we're putting resolutions together?
Yeah, I was typing. Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I can change the title. You're just talking about changing the title on top, right, Dave, in bold?
Right.
Yeah.
I
write these resolutions. They don't come from the executive's office, so that's not a big deal at all.
Okay, so if we can include that going forward, it could be helpful.
Yep, no problem.
Great, thank you. Okay, any other new or old business? Okay, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'm moved.
Second. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.